I really shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to say it.
Dumb.
If I'm here long enough, I told my staff earlier this year, I said, what I want to do is I want to have one large fundraiser a year, period. 30 to 45 days, we identify major donors. We go to newspapers, we go to TV, we go to community. It's going to take a lot of organization, a whole lot of organization, but it's going to take a lot of marketing and promotion. And we ask them for $4 million. And we just go for it. And we just do it. And we tailor everything for that goal. The goal is to make $4 million. We're not going to bother you four times a year. We're going to do it one time. We're going to strategically figure out what's the best time of year for giving in New York City. And to add to what you're saying, there are black, brown, yellow people who got plenty of money,
yes,
who feel what, yes, we feel, and we got to get to them. There are white, yes, folks that got plenty of money that feel what we feel. So all this talk about the underprivileged neighborhoods, I understand that people that are underprivileged are underprivileged. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting to people who got the money, who feel like we do, and to say, come on, give us some of that money. And finally, I can fire everybody tomorrow, but I put out an advertisement for a development director about 4.5 months ago. I got 2 applications for people who aren't even qualified. So it's not good. We can talk about firing them and cutting heads all we want and replacing them, but who am I going to replace them with at these salaries? There's a lot of things folks got to understand about this. It's not just that easy. We can cut off the heads tomorrow, but the blood is going to start pouring, and then what you going to do about it? Anyway,
good idea.
That's me.